we've now walked about halfway across the causeway trail that bisects this beautiful piece of marsh that's very typical of the kinds of wetlands we see here in Dorchester County. On the south side or right side of the marsh, you'll see what they call a stillwater marsh because it's not heavily influenced by the tidal fluctuations of the Chesapeake Bay. And you'll see that it's mostly freshwater. A lot of the grasses that you see are cattails. There is quite a large stand of Phragmites that's taking over this section of marsh as well. But you can see a lot of cattails here, some open water. If you look carefully, you might get fortunate enough to see a muskrat swimming around. And in fact, you should be careful walking along this trail because there are some holes that have been caused by muskrats that have tunneled underneath. And sometimes those collapse and can make for some unstable footing. But they are a native species. You may be lucky enough to see a muskrat house, which is comprised of a mound of vegetation that they've cut down and mounded up to give them a place to hide, especially during the cold winter months. But that's where they raise their young. It's where they hide from predators and get refuge from the elements. There's another species of aquatic rodent that is not native to the area that was once prevalent here, and that is the nutria, a South American species that was introduced to Dorchester County back in the 1940s. That species was brought in because it was valued for its fur, and farmers were raising them to sell the fur. However, those industries failed, and the animals were either released or escaped into the wild, and established an abundance of population that reached extraordinary numbers and began to have very serious impacts on the marsh ecology in these wetlands. Nutria feed on the roots and tubers of marsh plants that you see, and especially favor that of three square and cattails. And those marshes are especially vulnerable to erosion when you get the inflow of the daily tide cycle. So over time, the feeding activities of these nutria caused the massive loss of wetlands throughout Dorchester County. This is very apparent at Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge, but even here at the Nature Conservancy's Robinson Neck Preserve, you can look around and see openings in the marsh that were likely caused by nutria foraging. In 2002, a partnership of federal and state organizations came together and began an eradication campaign to remove that species from our wetland. That project has reached a milestone this year in 2014 in completely removing all of the known populations from the Delmarva Peninsula. Several more years will be required to confirm that eradication has been achieved, but a significant number of nutria, approximately 70, were removed from the marsh that you see to the north of the property on the left side of the trail here. So if you look to the north of the trail at this spot, you'll see two small islands of trees. On the left island is primarily comprised of dead trees, and this is a result of the rising sea level combined with a pine beetle that's been causing a lot of damage to these trees. And in fact, if you look at the marsh all the way around, the first layer of trees along the wood's edge are largely dead, and that's an impact of sea level rise and this inward progression of these wetland habitats. If you look at the island just to the north of the trail, there's a tall, large loblolly pine with a cluster of branches towards the top of it. That's an eagle's nest, and you're likely to see an eagle if you stand here long enough. You're also likely to see great blue herons and white egrets or great egrets foraging in some of the little ponds that you see out here in the fall. Black ducks are quite abundant. You'll even see tundra swans flying overhead. And if you're here in October, you may get lucky enough to see a sika deer chasing its mate around. They're very active around Columbus Day, and it's a great opportunity to see a pretty unique species exhibiting its breeding behavior.